You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. This Labor Day weekend, typically a celebration of workers, but the Juno Family Birth Center will be celebrating that other kind of labor. So here to tell us more, we've got Jetta Whitaker, who serves on the center's board. Hi, Jetta.
Hello.
And Maddie Grimes, who's the executive and clinical director and a midwife. Hi, Maddie.
Hi. Thanks for having us, Shelley.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. Maddie, let's actually start with you. Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at the Family Birth Center?
My name's Maddie Grimes. I'm both the clinical and administrative director of the Birth Center, and I also serve our clients directly as a midwife.
Wow, big jobs. All three of those.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the services you offer at the Birth Center?
Yeah. Our Birth Center is designed to care for people during the entirety of their gestational year. So that goes from conception through birth and then the first 6 weeks after baby's born. We have three midwives on our staff who get to know all of our clients that come in for care and provide individualized care for that entire year, as well as one fabulous massage therapist who can provide that body work to both pregnant folks and anybody else who needs some extra body work.
That's nice. I'm sure we could all use some of that. Thank you. And Jetta, what about you? Would you introduce yourself and tell us how you got connected to the Family Birth Center?
I'm Jetta Whitaker, and I was recruited to be on the board about 7 or 8 years ago, and I became the chair of the board just a couple years ago. It's a great board to be on. I think I was recruited because I had had my children at home when there wasn't a birth center, but Kay operated out of her handbag, basically, and came to us. So since then, we've graduated to have this incredible, beautiful building, and most of the births, I think I'm accurate in saying, are done, had at the birth center, not at home, but you can certainly do home births, too.
Wow. Jetta, what's important to you about serving on the center's board and supporting their work?
Well, it's a nonprofit, so it has to have a board of directors. We are all very committed to making sure Juno has viable options from the traditional medical model, and we're happy that the Birth Center is located in what is now called the Salmon Creek Health Center, which is a kind of a collaborative of supportive other agencies or businesses that are all kind of holistic viewing.
And Maddie, what about you? How did you get into this line of work, and what's important about, you know, being a leader as well as a caregiver at the Birth Center?
Yeah, so I became drawn to midwifery after I had five of my siblings actually born with midwives through the Juno Family Birth Center. So when I was beginning to pursue career paths as a young adult, being a midwife seemed like a totally reasonable thing. I had seen them in and out of our home and our lives for, at that point, almost 16 years. So I was really, really committed to this idea of gathering the education that made me able to provide choice and option to gestating folks. As a midwife and as the director, you know, I recognize our privilege to be able to work with these gestating people and to care for them and their families, and really appreciate on the leadership side that I'm able to be supported by a really dynamic team that helps us create policies and create events that are right up in line with serving our folks the best we can.
That's really interesting about how homegrown your inspiration was, like right here in Juno, right in your family, and now that's what you've grown to do.
Yeah. My next sibling under me was one of the first babies actually born in the original birth center building, which is now where Search has their urgent care, so down at the base of Salmon Creek Dam. So.
And are you able to meet the demand in Juno? Are you all able to cover Juno's needs in this area, midwifery and all the other services you provide?
We are. We're really lucky to have a really strong team of three midwives, so we can both meet the needs of our clients to be able to show up for them physically and emotionally, but then also be able to support each other as a team so that we can refill our cup. You know, we service folks not only from Juno, but also other Southeast Alaskan communities that don't have birthing services available. So we see a lot of people from Haines and Skagway, you know, Gustavus, things like that.
And then, Jetta, back to your work on the board. What sort of decisions do you all have to make regarding the birth center, or, you know, what are some of your roles on the board?
Well, the board, you know, all boards traditionally kind of oversee the finances. So we have a finance committee that comes up with the budget, which is mostly created by Maddie, but then vetted to the board. We have an advertising marketing committee. We have kind of a human relations personnel focus also, but really we're so thankful that we have such a tight team that we haven't had any issues to deal with in quite a long time.
That is great to hear. Mm-hmm. You feel like there's a pretty strong relationship between your team and the board.
Definitely. Although we were very grateful to have our board around as we were all navigating the chaos of, like, what to do with COVID and how to care for people the best. So, you know, we've really built our relationship up a lot the last couple years.
That's true.
Well, it sounds like you're very focused on the health of individuals and family and the health of our community. So it makes sense that you're hosting a fun run this weekend, a fun run and walk. And I love the pun on labor, the fact that you're having it on Labor Day weekend and that labor is kind of your business, labor and birthing. well played. Could one of you tell me more about how this run came about?
Well, our previous chair, Jan Rutherdale, had this brilliant idea of offering a community fun run on Labor Day weekend. She tragically passed away a few years ago, so we kind of renamed it the Jan Rutherdale Memorial Run, and we want to give her full credit for coming up with the idea. It's not a huge fundraiser for us, but it's really good promotion of it gets the birth center visible in the community to an audience that wouldn't normally think of a connection with the birth center. But it's all in good fun and health.
And you did the right thing coming on Juneau afternoon to get the word out. What are some of the details of the race?
It will be this Saturday, September 3rd. It starts at 9, and we don't have pre-registration in the days before. We're just going to handle pre-registration at 8:30. So assuming the weather's good and you feel like a good race or a walk, come on out, sign up at 8:30. It's $20 for adults and teens, and it's free for kids because we really want to make this a family-friendly walk. I don't know that any kids would make it to the end of Salmon Creek Road, which is, it's a 5-mile loop. You go up the hill and then you go back quite a ways and you turn around and come back to the birth center. But the walk is just 1 mile, and kids, dogs, baby strollers, everything, you know, come on down.
That's great to hear. So the course starts at the birth center.
Right.
And the address is 1602 Salmon Creek Lane.
1601
Sorry
Salmon Creek
that.
Lane. That's okay.
That's important. Yeah. That's a very important distinction.
Well, and we're really tickled. So our course is very similar to how the progress of labor happens.
Tell me more.
So we'll start at the birth center, and it's downhill and pretty flat to the 1 mile turnaround. And so that's very reminiscent of the early stage of labor, where you're getting used to the sensations, you're getting warmed up, you're feeling more sensation in your body. But as you're moving into the active phase of labor, we're going to move up the hill where it's going to be a little bit more hard work, crossing the bridge where there's going to be some water breaking signs when the amniotic fluids release, and then all the way up to the powerhouse, which is going to be that hardest part of labor, you know, pushing your baby out and doing all of that hard work. And then once you get to the top of the hill, it's easy coasting. You've got your baby. You get to work back to your home space and do some nice chest feeding or breastfeeding and bond with your kiddo on the way back.
I love that analogy. I think anyone who has ever walked up or hiked up or biked up the Salmon Creek Trail knows exactly what you're talking about with that hill.
Yeah.
And then once you get to the hill and it flattens out, you're still climbing quite a bit to the pump house.
Mm-hmm.
But then you turn around, it's all downhill from there.
Exactly.
Smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. Takes a while, but you'll get there. And then maybe even a little bit of, like, I don't know, we don't have to beat this analogy to death, but the downhill portion can be a little treacherous.
Totally.
Too. That gets kind of steep, and I always have to watch my step. Anyway, very fun description of the race. Again, I love that it's Labor Day, and it's Saturday, this Saturday at 8:30 in the morning, the Jan Rutherdale Memorial Run for the Juneau Family Birth Center. Jetta and Maddie, I'm so glad you came in to talk about the birth center and the race. Is there anything else you want to share while you're here today?
We're so appreciative of your time, Shelley. Thank you so much. And we're just so appreciative of Juneau for hosting the birth center as a viable birthing option for so long. So.
Yeah. Oh, and also this race is the return. It hasn't been run since pre-COVID, right?
We did take a couple years off because of the dreaded C, but we're back at it now.
That's great. That's great. Because it's been a long-standing race in the community for many years. So happy to see it back. And anywhere that people can go online for more information?
The Birth Center website.
Yep. Our Birth Center website or our Facebook page. We've got some really fun graphics on our Facebook page kind of leading up to that. So our Birth Center website is going to be www.junobirthcenter.org. And then if you're on Facebook, you can go ahead and search Juno Family Birth Center and we'll pop right up.
That's great. Well, thanks again to both of you for being here today.
And, oh, thank you for having us.
Talking about the race in the Birth Center.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, will you both be running on Saturday?
Oh, no.
However you decide to participate, I hope you have the race of your choice.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Bye-bye.